ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. People talk in evangelical circles about the security of the believer. We do have security of the believer, but we have to participate. And I think our proverbs for today bear that out, first by St. Paul and also St. Luke, and the Collect concurs with that. In the Collect, O God, the protector of all that trust in thee, God is our protector of all of us who trust in him. In our confirmation, we have to make a personal decision. The bishops ask it point blank, do you believe, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And when you say that and mean it, then you are under the protection of the one, of the God who saves us, because you are trusting in him. Collect further goes, say, without God, there is nothing holy. These people that deny the existence of God, when you look at what's going on in the world today, when they're in their idea, when there's no God, there's no central truth. There's no starting point. There's no ending point. It's just that somehow in their idea, we're here, we come from somewhere, we're here for a time, and to live it to the fullest, to just do whatever we want, is how we want, and live in a very wanton, sinful state, because according to them, this is all there is. But they, the one that we ask to protect us, we ask him, as the Collect says, to give us mercy, that we may go through this life following him, so that we do not miss out on eternal life. I don't think we hear that often enough. If we don't participate in our salvation, if we turn away from God, God's not going to carry us to heaven kicking and screaming. We want to participate. We can't work our way there, but we have to participate in the work that is done for us and the work he keeps doing in us. We just have to be part of it. The sacraments are a part of that. And sacraments are not works for us to earn our way to God, but rather given by God to us, his grace is conferred to us in the different sacraments. In the epistle, St. Paul tells us that the sufferings of this life are not to be compared with the glory that we will witness in the heavenly realms. We have all these things on, tropical storm ravaging Louisiana and Mississippi. We have a lady, can't think of her name, in the hospital right now. Ginger, thank you. And we all have our issues. But we have to believe somehow, and it's easy to say, but it's hard. We have to believe that somehow, whatever happens in this life is not to be compared with what we'll get when, by God's grace, we make it to heaven. So the whole creation groans. It groans because, simply put, it's the fall of Adam and Eve. They had it all. They had it all. We have it all with God, trusting in God. But they had it all at the beginning. But they wanted to be like we want to be at times, in charge of things. I can do it. I can do it. I don't need you. I can do it. We have to recognize that whatever faculties we have are God-given. We also have to remember that he created us. He gave us that time in our life to be born, and he gives us that time of our life when he'll call us back home. But we belong to him. And when we acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, we begin to understand that, and as we walk this Christian walk, we'll understand better that we are his. We're not of our own. So we have this first fruits of the Spirit. When we're baptized, of course, we get the gift of the Holy Spirit. We furthermore get more of that gift as we're confirmed. And again, as we, in the company of the bishop and all that are assembled, receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, appropriating to ourselves those things that were said for in our behalf at our baptism for baptized as infants. There's a third thing here, and this would apply to all of us, but me and others wearing the collar. Our Lord talks about, according to St. Luke, our Lord gives straight up and clear advice to pastors, teachers, with regard, to rash judgment. Be rather merciful to people. Now, to be pastoral merciful doesn't mean just to go in with every slight of doctrine and say, well, okay, we believe in this. No, we have to stick to the faith. But we can be pastoral about correcting somebody. And what our Lord says here, we can all of us, but this is directed again to, he's talking to the apostles, but it goes by extension to all of us, that we have to think about these things that we may be looking, Mr. Bill might be doing this, he's wrong. You know what? I have to look at myself. You know what? I'm probably doing the same thing. We have to think about it. Mr. Joe, he's doing that, and why is he doing that? You know what? Maybe I'm doing the same thing. That's what our Lord tells us, to look at ourselves, look in the mirror, see that we're missing. And then, as the gospel says, then we pull the mote out of our eye, then we'll be able to pull the beam out of the other man's eye. We're blind by our own problems, our own sins, our own guilt. And often we lash out and we don't need to. So I close with this, with a collect. I think it puts it all together. O God, the protector of all that trust in thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us thy mercy, that thou being our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, this life, that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant us, O Heavenly Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King, and our Master. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.